Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Jo Müller, a British clinical psychologist and parent consultant working online and based near Geneva. Dr. Jo will speak to us this month about parental mental health and imperfect parenting. For more information, please visit drjothepsychologist.com. Welcome, Jo. So for what kinds of issues might a parent consult with you about?
Yeah, so I help parents with their parenting and also with their own mental health and well-being. So obviously those issues tend to overlap and relate to each other. Because as parents, of course, we really want to be the best parent we can be for our children. But this can be quite hard when we're struggling to cope psychologically and vice versa. The challenges of being a parent can take their toll on our well-being.
So if a parent, you know, contacts you, what's a kind of starting point? Because we're quite vulnerable when we ask for help. Usually it's not quite the easiest step to take.
Yeah, so the first thing often that parents come to me for is how to understand and respond to their child's behaviour. Often they'd like a toolkit of parenting strategies that both that they know work, but also that they're healthy for their child. And parents often also want ways to manage their own reactions in those difficult parenting moments.
I can understand, like, getting support in terms of, you know, not being so alone and not only coping sometimes with, you know, not the best methods. So are there people for whom they might consult for issues that are less directly related to, let's say, a child's behavior or child rearing?
Yeah, absolutely. Parents also come to therapy for difficulties with common problems like anxiety and low mood, feelings of being overwhelmed, parent burnout. There's also struggles with the shifting identity that comes with becoming a parent, and feelings of anger, guilt, self-criticism. And these are all just so common for parents. I also offer therapy to help parents process experiences like birth trauma and issues sometimes from their own childhoods that have been brought to the surface by becoming a parent. And I do find that parents often are really keen to break those perhaps unhelpful intergenerational patterns of parenting, and that they want to work on themselves and their own well-being first.
Yes, like a desire to not repeat that which they themselves experienced as children. Mm-hmm. So what about for parents who may not want to have a one-on-one consultation, but rather, you know, a more of a group environment? What might you recommend for those kinds of parents?
Yes, so for those parents, and to be able to reach more people, I do have an Instagram account where I put out little tips and ideas. And I've also developed two group-based programs. One is the Brain-Based Parenting Bootcamp that I wrote with my colleague Rachel from Our Parenting Journeys. And that's focused on a toolkit of brain-based parenting information and strategies. And the other one is my new parenting community, which is called the Guilty Parent Club, which puts parental well-being center stage. And I can't wait to tell you more about those.
Guilt. This is a big topic. Thank you so much, Joe. If you'd like to hear that episode or more like it, you can visit our website, worldradio.ch/kidsinmind, or visit Joe's website, drjothepsychologist.com.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.